所以说放了 OK Yeah, this packet four, we started a little bit, maybe more than a little bit, but so we were talking about the Mordechai on page 9, and the Mordechai says, Nishal Rabbi Meiner, Al Adam Shaya Ragil Bashum Mitzvah Gigon Megalilo Basevetar Shnia, Yeru Onus Aoni, Nasna Kalas a Mitzvah La Acher. So the person had a chazaka that he was always doing glila. And then, meaning he would pay for it. He would pay for to get that kibbut. But then one year he didn't have the money, so then he didn't pay. So then they gave it to someone else. But the next year, then he got the money again. So then he has a chazaka. If he has the money and he doesn't rebuy it, then he would lose his chazaka. But if he had the chazaka to do the mitzvah, so then it's his mitzvah. Meaning he has the money, he has the ability to buy it, and he doesn't want to buy it, so then he loses the chazaka. Right? In other words, obviously he has to buy food, and he has to, you know, certain necessities, but he has money for food and this and that, and then he has some extra money that he can buy glila. Glila is not a necessity, you know, but he has the money. So if one year he didn't have the money because he was poor and he didn't buy it, so that he doesn't lose his chazaka. As long as when he gets the money again, he'll use it for that mitzvah.
What's the reason he sold the
shtibulim
back then?
You ever go to some shtibuls, $5 for the mitzvahs, $5 for the mitzvahs.
What's the difference if he pays money for it or not? If the gabbai gives him the kibbutz every year.
In other words, but the kibbutz was a bought kibbutz. In other words, it's like you have a privilege to buy it. You have a chazaka that you could buy it. It's like, you know, the parking here in YU. In other words, not everyone has the privilege that they can even buy parking in YU. It's a privilege to be able to pay for the parking. But if you forego, then you forego. So when you're poor, that's not foregoing. You just couldn't afford it. But if now you get the money back, so now you have the first crack at buying it again. But if you say no, I'm not interested anymore, then you lose the chazaka. But that's now the question that's discussed. There's another, I don't think we got to this last time, there's another Mordechai on page 10. And then last time we did the Ramah with the Sefer Torah, right? If you have a Sefer Torah, they always lay from your Sefer Torah, but maybe that was only, so you have a Chazaka, or some say no, maybe that's only, if your Sefer Torah was the only Sefer Torah, so then, of course, they lay from yours, that's not a Chazaka. But because then when somebody else gives the Sefer Torah, now you have to share. Because there, the only reason they named from yours is because that was the only one they had. Whether we say no, you still have a chazaka. So, on page 10, to the bottom, it says, L'inin yayin havdola. In other words, you want to be the one to buy the yayin, like shuls, they make havdalah in the shul. You know, you want to make havdalah in the shul. Especially those days, the shul had guests in the shul. You know, in those days when you had a guest, a Shabbos guest, you know, it's not like today. You bring him to shul to daven, and then you take him home with you to eat the meal. Then those days, the guest meant he stayed in the shul. He had his own food, and he slept in the shul, and he was a guest, meaning that he was a guest in the community, and it's not like you brought him home with you. You know, kept him in the shul, he ate in the shul, he slept in the shul, and so that's why they made Kiddush. And the shul was for the guests. So the Rambam says that even though today we don't have these guests because they come home with you, but the Rambam compares it to Chazaras HaShatz. That even though everyone knows how to daven today, but it's still, you know, you still, since they did it bizman, that they people used to come to shul when they didn't know how to daven, right? So that was the original reason they came to shul, because they didn't know how to daven, so they came to shul to hear Chazar Sashatz. So even though in a situation where everyone knows how to daven, we still do Chazar Sashatz. That's what the Rambam says. So the make Kiddush and Havdol and shul, even though they're not no guests necessarily in shul anymore, because everyone's coming home, so you're going to make Havdol at home anyway. But since that, you know, that's what I heard from Rav Bik Zatzal, and I think Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal also, that Chazar Sashatz you only do in a base Knesset Kavua. In other words, when you're davening mincha in the Erchasana, so I'm very into that there shouldn't be a Chazar Sashatz. They shouldn't do Chazar Sashatz. Because it's not a base mincha. In other words, if somebody doesn't know how to daven Shmon Esrei, so he can come to the shul and hear the chazan, he doesn't go to the Marina Del Rey to hear Shmon Esrei. You go to Marina Del Rey with a good shmorg, and you go to the Marina Del Rey. But you don't go for, you know, Chazar Sashatz. So it happens to be that they're davening there. So
that's the assumption that the minyanim at the wedding are like kavua.
They're not kavua. It's not a base knesset, it's kavua.
It's
not consistent.
Like at every wedding they have
minyanim. Yeah, so I follow what Rav Bik said and Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky that you don't do Chazar Sashatz.
Most people are not going to do it. The only time you don't do so-called Chazar Sashatz is Berachas Mayim Sheva when you don't have those things for Ruach.
That's a different thing. That's the main.
You don't have the.
That was a machlokes between Rav Moshe and the Ger Rebbe. About if you have an Aguda convention.
Right.
So do you say Magen Avos at an Aguda convention? Right. And who said which way? So Machlok is Rav Moshe and the Gerer Rebbe. Whether I think Rav Moshe said not to say it from I heard this from Rabbi Cohen, son of Young Cohen, who heard from Rabbi Frankel from Brooklyn. I think Rav Moshe held not to do it because there's a din of you only do Magen Avos if it's a. It's Knesset Kavua, at least a minyan kavua. So if you have a Shabbaton that you go to the mountains for a Shabbaton, then according to most poskim, you don't say Magen Avos on Friday night.
What was Kiddush
Why was it? Because they didn't follow this Rambam. They said we don't need it anymore. But in Broyers, what do they do in Broyers? They do it. Avada. Because the shuls that have real Masoras still do it. Because that was a minhag to make Kiddush Friday night.
Even the first of the nights of Sukkot.
Yeah.
Not the second nights.
Right, in the shul.
In the shul.
They don't say we're going to make it in the Sukkah. They do it in the shul.
No.
Yeah. So once in a while, if we have to stall for something, then maybe I'll say, okay, do Chazar Sashatz. Maybe I really shouldn't say that. But if I'm in charge, I don't do Chazar Sashatz. Do Hecha Kedusha at weddings. That's what the sheet I follow.
Why do you do that?
Because people want to get the Kedusha. Because people won't get the Kedusha. Then there's no Zibor, then there's no Kedusha. You want to be able to answer Kedusha. So then you have Hecha Kedusha, so you can answer Kedusha. But it always bothers me when people do this at weddings. They have a whole full Chazor Shashatz at weddings. I don't think it's right. But I'm not going to fight City Hall. You know, but... You should know, Rav Soloveitchik here in the yeshiva, after he gave shiur, they davened mincha, it was a Hecha Kedusha. I would do that also, but I feel here, this is like a base Knesset, base Medrash Kavua. Maybe if it would be in the classroom, you know, different story, but this is not the Knesset, this is a Mamashas, a base Knesset Kavua. Base Knesset, base Medrash Kavua. You know, there's people davening here for Kriyas, it's a Mokum B'yuchad for learning, and for the classrooms are not. Classrooms is a classroom. So that's what I follow. That's only if I'm in charge of deciding this. If I'm not, I'm not going to make a stink and tell you you shouldn't do it. I keep quiet. But if I'm in charge, so that's what I decided. Oh, so there's another Mordechai here on page 10. Where he says, "L'inyan yayin hamdala kol mi sheyiten yosel letzdaka hari zocher." Whereas whoever gives more money gets the right. You bid for who has the schus for yayin to give the money to that the shul should buy wine for havdalah. So whoever gives more, and then he writes what? The lo shayich yirusha b'mitzvus. In other words, so you could learn that means that there's no chazaka b'mitzvus. So whoever gives more. And then it would be a stira to what he said before. Before he said that there is chazaka b'mitzvus. So then it would be a stira between these two Mordechais. Because before the Mordechai said, if you always buy the galila, then it's your rizchus to buy galila.
Was that because
that was
like a set price though? It was $15
and
you could come and buy it if
he
was first.
But
if someone here, someone could, it's like a bidding war.
Right, but the same thing by
Galila
was also probably
but maybe over here the whole idea of making Kiddush and Shoal may not even be like a real thing, might be a minimum.
Definitely is a minimum.
So I'm saying it might not actually be like
you're saying Dav Kavdali said it, but and he was talking about
Galila. You know?
Yeah. You're saying that. The only possibility someone to say is that he's only talking about Yerusha B'mitzvahs. In other words, if the father is no longer there, now the son is taking over, then the son, then you have to make a re-auction it off again. But if the father is still there, then there is chazaka. Maybe he's not saying, you can read it, ein yirusha b'mitzvahs, mean ein chazaka b'mitzvahs, and then he'll taka point out, it'll be a steer with the other Mordechai that says there is chazaka b'mitzvahs, or you say, no, what he means to say is, ein yirusha b'mitzvahs, but chazaka, so let's see what the story is. So let's take a look. Where should we look first now? We should look in the Tshuva of Rabbi Kiva Eger on page 21. Okay. So says Rabbi Kiva Eger, let's read the Tshuva. It's good to know Tshuva's Rabbi Kiva Eger. Very important. Page 21. Valdashe lotso she yoshu b'iro beis chaburos. There were two groups of people. Ashkenazim, Ashkenazic Jews, not Yekis, Upolin, and what? Polish Jews. Darkim shakal Polish abalei tefilas mi'anshem hayu mukzokim kovecha begimul tefilas. So the Polish Jews, they would have a chazaka. For all the tefillahs, who is the chazan for this tefillah, who is the chazan for that tefillah. Kilomotu b'neim m'seib m'spar tefillahs. V'zeh uchzuku shonim harbe. V'keis tischabu chaburus hanal. In other words, so in the Polish community, they would have a chazaka. But now, and I guess the other, the Ashkenazi, the Germans didn't have the chazaka, concept of chazaka. But now the two groups got together and built a new one big shul together. Cases chabur chaburus hanal, v'hayu la'achadim kol b'chol inyonim. They built ubanu lahem beis knesses mechadash, and they built a new shul. ובתוך התנאים שחוסנו ביניהם, הסנו אשכנזים שגם להם זכוס לבחור מספרלים מאנשיהם. So the, in other words, the Yekis also wanted to be part of the, you know, in other words, the Polish Jews, they had their chazakas, but now they're making a new shul. So the Yekis said, we want some of our people to be the chazan also. Because also to the ear, Chazakim just means that you're the one who is davening for the Omid for the past several years. So now they want to consolidate the two groups, right? But the Polish ones had their Chazakas, but the Ashkenazim wanted to be get the chance also. So case come echad meham Chazakim, not say Poland. This oral hachzik beizit tefilas hu guladato. So he says he has a chazaka. He davens chveis mincha l'shabbos. He's always the chazan for mincha l'shabbos. And now some of the yekins say we want to have the chance to daven mincha l'shabbos. So now what do? Right. But it's interesting that even though they built a new shul, they didn't just say, okay, this is a new thing. But you could have just said, Chazaka was only in the old shul, but now you're building a new shul. They didn't say that.
What about the
Chazaka?
Saying, didn't that already take away the
Polish Chazaka? What?
Didn't the Tanayim take away the Polish Chazakas? They also have a right to
the Polish people were still arguing on that.
But now they're breaking contract. They literally made a contract, and now they're saying, oh, now that the show's built.
Right. So how could...
It's a new show.
Yeah.
It's not the same establishment. Two shows working, but one.
Oh, so yeah, you're saying well. So let's see. Let's see. Let's continue. So you're making a very good point. At Avraham, he says, "Hinei matzino kama pa'amim demi shehichzik b'mitzvah zachsolo." As we have a concept of chazaka b'mitzvah, that if you're muchzak at a certain mitzvah, then zachsolo. Veda Yochel Salko, the Furish B'Shulchan Aruch, Linyan Galila. Right? It says in Shulchan Aruch by Galila that you were Zocha. Chet Herich B'Rivash B'Inyan Stagos Rabbonis. Maybe the Yerushalmi. So there are a lot of sources that Yerushalmi says that from the din of what? The Rivash, that the Krushim that were in the north always stay in the north. The Krushim in the south stay in the south. As them have a chazaka to be where they normally come from. So we have counts of chazaka. Yeah. So what do we do here? But still, Rabbi Avraham's question is still valid, because in other words, it could be that these people, the Polish people, are saying that it's very nice that you made this contract, but maybe the contract is against Talacha, because we have our Chazaka. That's probably what it was a breach. It's very nice you made a contract, but who says the contract is Chal if it's against Chazaka and a Chazaka is a Halacha? I don't know if you hear last time I discussed from Rev Kellimer. You hear when I have to put that in a packet still. But that he held from Lot from the Sefer of Shlomo Zalman Ehrenreich. It's called Lechem Shlomo. Yeah. Yeah, he pointed out to me. He called me. It was at Max's wedding. Pointed out, but then he called me again to tell me where exactly it was in the Sefer, and I found it that when he made a shul, he made that no chazakas, which is also a question, but that's what he held that you could do. So take a look now, let's skip to the Iker, the bottom of page 21 on the left. V'Iker adin b'schus mitzvah nira d'lav milsa d'psika d'yesh lo chazaka. He says it's not so pashut that there's a concept of chazaka. Because it says in the Ramah, Rav HaYoshev b'Iker, you have the Rav who's in the city, below made l'rabim, and he teaches Torah in the city. Yochel chacham ache lovam lulmod gam ken sham. Whereas he has a place he teaches, and people pay a little bit, and he gives the shiur in the city. And now another person wants to come and also teach in the city. And he's going to lose some people, right? Because now some people are going to go to him. I feel mekapeach tzas Parnassus ha'echad, imugonu v'roi v'kach, he can do it. So why can he do it? Isn't the other guy muchsak? V'lo domi l'machzik b'mitzvah kama shonim d'mash m'loshan ha'ar Rabbeinu Meir Shem Mordechai Sheish Lo Chazaka Shol Yuchal Echad Lichosu B'Kulo Mimenu Shani Hosem Dergim Liknos Chazaka Ki Hagav Nmi Atzibur Ulhanos Litzdaka V'Yakdesha Shal Zeh Lanich Lahem Yorshim Chazaka Vol B'Kesed Torah Sror Dida V'Nachatz Kehefker L'Chol Misha Yirtze Lizkos Ba. So he's saying that what? That it's different. When it comes to Keset Torah, so everyone has a... So if you want to start teaching, even though you're going to take away from the other, so you have a right. In other words, if somebody has a mitzvah that's not Talmud Torah, I have chazaka on the Havdalah, on the Glila. So then I have a chazaka, you can't take it away. But maybe Keser Torah is different. And then he says, but maybe there's a difference between when you're going to share versus when Tosav Otsiyim Mechaz Kozol Gamri V'Hocha Ein Misalko L'Gamri. Because in the case of the Glila, if I do Glila, you don't do Glila. But here, they're both going to give Shiurim. So maybe that's but still, maybe, who says that if you're sharing, then you're still taking away a certain part. So it could be that v'hayinu sefir de'ein chazaka b'shum mitzvah me'a mitzvah zulas b'dvar shus b'chovet ba'alma k'hid Yerushalmi. He the more Maglilim. Hainu Mishum the Magilus Liknos Meatzibur. So he wants to say maybe there's no such thing as chazaka in a mitzvah. Only if something, in other words, if I've been doing something, I've been doing a certain mitzvah. And I didn't pay for it. But I was doing this mitzvah. And everyone knows that that's the mitzvah I do. So then maybe that's not a chazaka. Maybe chazaka is only something that I bought. In other words, we had the discussion if this guy, the fellow is the Baal Shachris. And he's not getting paid. But he was the Baal Shachris for the past 25 years. So according to some, he has a chazaka. But according to this opinion, no. It's only something that you buy from the tzibur, so you have a chazaka to buy it. But if it's something just time you're doing, maybe there's no concept of chazaka if it's... And that's what he's saying from the Ranach, that... who's explaining the Mari. That even if you're, in other words, this fellow's teaching Torah, and now someone else wants to come in and teach Torah also, and the Mari says he can, because over there, no one's paying him for teaching Torah, he's just, he didn't buy it from the Tzibur, So maybe that's why the other person could come. But if it's something that you buy from the tzibur, then you have a chazaka. In other words, maybe chazakas are only on something that you buy. We'll see. Because we'll see where that comes from. Yeah, Mafter Yona. Meaning he would buy Mafter Yona?
He would buy Mafter Yona. Now the price, one for over the last 30 years, so one for $500. Because we're a small, we go to a small shul. And now, the shul has been in like, financial trouble. The Mafter Yona started at $2,000. So the guy...
What it used to be?
It used to be $500.
$500. Now it started at what?
Now it started at $2,000.
$2,000.
So the guy made a secret like sort of deal with the president of the shul. He said, I started $2,000 and like maybe sort of that was like the starting price. But there was another guy who came into the shul recently. He didn't know that this person had been doing it for the last 35 years. He raised it or he built that, does that allow him? He didn't know it was for her. And the president of the school, Jimmy wasn't the person that was doing it.
So they always give it to this fellow, and he pays what?
$500. It's an auction, but people have always understood that it's like his thing, so he always...
He's always got it.
He's always gotten it, yeah. He's always won the...
So he has a chazaka.
So he has a chazaka, but this guy came into the shul, and since the shul is in financial distress, there might be a different situation now. They're trying to get the most money possible.
So right.
He did more money than the guy who was doing it for the last 30 years.
So they started the bid for 2,000. And that old, the guy who used to pay 500 offered to pay 2,000.
Right.
But then someone else outbid him.
Someone else outbid him, and he also didn't know that this guy had just moved into the community.
So what did they do?
So they gave it to this guy who outbid him.
Uh-huh. And then what happened?
The guy had been doing it for so many years. His daughter and his wife were extremely upset. He wasn't so upset himself, but like his daughter, he's like a 95-year-old man. He's been doing it for so many years. And he's lived in the community for maybe 50 years. And his wife and his daughter were upset.
Yeah, I mean, see, the big thing in life is communication. Now, sometimes there's lack of communication.
Is that an issue?
Well, maybe they shouldn't have done that. In other words, that's exactly the case we're talking about. He was buying a mitzvah. So he has a right. Even if you want to say, like this sheet of the Rabbi Kiva Egg is quoting, that chazak is only if you buy it, but here he buys. So he has...
If you auction, does that...
Maybe they don't have a right to auction. I mean, they could auction, but he has to win... So is it what? Is it a question of $200 more? He basically, you know, won by $200.
Yeah, basically. Well, let's say
but how did he, who told him that he should start with
$2,000? He told the president that he wanted...
Somebody told me, just talking about bidding, somebody told me in a certain shul in Brooklyn, they sold Psicha for Geshem. I think for $20,000.
My school didn't even do it. Their rabbi just did
it. Yeah. Psicha for Geshem. What do you think of that? Because it's supposed to be a school for Parnassa. Psicha for Geshem? Yeah. They auctioned it off, and I think it went for $20,000.
You see where I'm going?
Do they auction in Breuers? Do they auction off things in Breuers?
Not that. They auction off, you know, aliyahs and mitzvahs, but not...
In the shul they auction off?
Yeah. Once a Shabbos before every yonder.
Yeah?
Only Yom Tov, only for yonder.
What about for, like, Chassan Rishis?
No, that's the board decides on that. That's a...
That's a...
The Rav gets Chassan Torah every year, but Chassan Rishis is a keeper by the board.
Oh, so the board decides who they want to be mechabed.
Yes.
So who they mechabed this year?
Ezra.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good pick.
Yeah.
Is he making a kiddush?
Well, he may make something some afternoon over at Zibur. You know, they get
Oh, so the one who receives it?
What? I guess he helps sponsor it. And they give, and then when they get pulled up, they give a nice
donation.
Nadava, yeah.
But he, the person who gets it, has to give the nadava.
What?
Even though they're giving it to him, but he has to pay for it.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. So Lachora, they did Lachora. So far, it's not so posh, Elon. That what they did to this man, to this 95-year-old man. I mean, $200 is not going to make or break this shoe.
Well, it's the point of a bid. You can't
all. If the shoe always auctions, then no one has a claim to that shoe over today. It's a shoe from if day one auction all these people, then nobody has.
Right. So if you go to the shul of Rav Shlomo Zalman Ehrenreich in Smoley, the Rabbi Kellermer Shlita pointed out. So he writes, Beferish, that we no chazakas even on Simchas Torah, no chazakas on, you know, And then someone said to me, I think Rabbi Black said to me, he's not so sure you can make it tonight, not to have chazakas. Rav Goodman said to me, he thought you can make it tonight. But, so Rabbi Kivega is saying a chiddush here, that maybe chazaka on page 22 in the packet, that maybe chazaka only works when it's ein chazaka b'mitzvah zulas al yidei mechira, only if you sell it.
Well, if you auction it, then there's a set price. Either or. If it goes to the highest bidder, then there's no chazaka.
So maybe you're not allowed to auction it.
Right.
If there's a... unless...
start a new thing. By auctioning that the guys could feed this chazaka at the time, right?
Yeah.
I think the mistake was that the president auctioned it off in this case. He should have just given it to the 95-year-old family.
But he only usually only pays $500 for it.
That was 2 years for many years.
But last year he started to pay $2,000.
Well, the way it worked the last 2 years was they started it at I think $1,000, but what ended up happening was other people were bidding also for it. So they raised it 2 years ago to $2,700 in order to increase the amount of the shul. Meaning, so the bid, if two people were bidding on it, you came in another person. He ended up losing the bid, but the other person ended up giving it to him as a kibbutz because he's been doing it for many years. Mm-hmm. Is that okay to buy it and to give it to someone else? Is that still considered chazaka?
Yeah, if you're giving it to someone else.
Right.
Well, yeah.
What about that shul shkipa kachur, and they're auctioning off ideas, and someone thought, ended up at his back and forth, and went to 320 shekel. What happened was that the guy got up and he went to Tifa and he thought that he got the shlishi.
He saw what?
He thought that he paid 320 shekels for shlishi.
But what would he really pay for?
So his face turned purple. And then he went to
the... Where was this? This year?
Yeah.
You were there? Yeah, so go on.
Yeah, and then,
when was this, on Yontif?
No.
On a regular weekday? On a Monday or Thursday?
Yeah. And then he went and opened up the psicha, and then, well, fine. And then, right afterwards, they first did psicha, and then they did Moeas. He usually went for 30 shekels. So his face went purple, and then he ended up doing psicha.
For 300 shekels. Yeah, but then it says Ula Mamarika Nal Severely Pshitus the Enyichol Lashanas Hatfila Mibeso. Because if they always had dominion in your house, then you have a chazaka, right? It's really to have a chazaka b'mitzvah. So he's holding this chazaka b'mitzvah, even though you don't pay. In other words, he's saying that Rabbi Kivega is saying that the Ranach Shita is that you only say chazaka b'mitzvahs if it's a mitzvah that you pay for. Then you have a chazaka that you pay for the mitzvah and you get it. But Marikshi, there's no. Whenever you there's a chazaka that you did the mitzvah, then it's yours. So the question is, but there seems to be a steer in the Shulchan Aruch, because you want to give me a Shulchan Aruch? Give me an Or Chaim Chelek Aleph. And a Yoredeya Chelek Gimel. Or Chaim Chelek Aleph? Huh? Yoredeya Chelek Gimel? It's Simon Reish Mem Hey. Oh, here it's, yeah, it's not a regular Shulchanar. It's the Bohir. The Bohir is very good. Reish Mem Hey. Kufnum Gimel. So the Ramah writes, Rav Hayoshev Be'ir V'lomid L'Rabim, if a Chacham is giving Shiurim in the community, Yochel Chacham Acher Lovo V'lomid Gam Kein Shom. And I guess the Baal Batim give him money, they give him, he gives the Shiur. Now someone else, I guess every Baal Bas chips in a little bit. So the Ramah says, so someone else could also come in and take. So, thank you.
Why is there no issue of
Chassidus Kabul here? Well, so Chassidus Kabul, like Rav Shechter said for Rav Moshe, is only if he can't live anymore. Because he has some extra money, but he could still,
he loses a little bit
of money, but he could still survive. So here he's saying is that why can the other Rav do it? It's because this is not something that was bought. So somebody started saying Shia, and now someone else told, and he got 15 people to come to the Shia. And every person paid some money. And now someone else is coming in and giving a Shia, and it's going to take away some of those 15. So how could he do that? The Ramah says he could do it. So the Rabbi Kiva Eger says that this Shita must hold, that Shudranach, that that there's no chazakah unless you bought the kibbut. And here the Rav, no, he didn't buy anything. He didn't buy anything from the community. He started giving the shir. But if that's the pshat, then there would be a stira to another Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim, where it says in Kuf Nun Gimel, in Aruch Chaim, what does it say? That what does it say? Misha Omer should say for Tosh Hoser. Adam Shehu Rogel B'Shum Mitzvah Kegon Galila. So he has a. So he has a zchus. The Bar Chaim pasuk mechaber pshitus kemarik. That you muchzok varmolo higi aklum the rod denagil. You're there pasuk kemari. From sosin ludas marach. So he's saying that it's the steer in the Shulchan Aruch, because in Yerodea, he's saying that you could if you were giving a shear, then someone else could also give a shear, even though you're going to take away. And we don't say he's muchzak, because it wasn't something he bought from the community. He just did it. And here we're saying that if somebody was rogil in a certain mitzvah, then it's his. Yeah, but the question is, but over here, he bought it. So therefore, it can be borrowed. Gam Nisri Yesh Chazaka. Chachas al Hedim Shud Marach. Marich Cholak Amari. Well, Fizay Yiksha Alein Astir Piksay Shulchanar. Pasak Abacham Pshitas Kamarik. Could be there's another. No, but then he says, Misha Yah Ben Veso Beis Knesses. Whereas in his it was like, you know, you have this in the suburbs, that not everyone can go to shul Friday night. So they have minyanim in people's basements. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, if it was always in my basement, I have a chazakah that it should always be in my basement. Even though I didn't pay for it. So here the Shulchan Aruch writes for Feirish, you don't have to pay for it. You did it, it's a chazakah. But the other, but in Yordaya, it's mashma that another person can start giving shiurim, even though he didn't. But well, why don't you say the other guy has a chazakah? The answer is, chazakah is only if you pay for it. But here he's saying a chazakah is even if you're not paying for it. So he's saying, isn't this a steer in Shulchan Aruch? That's what Rabbi Kivega's kasha. So therefore, Rabbi Kivega says he thinks that obviously that must not be the right shot in the in this halacha of the chacham. So what's the pshat? Lazer nearly bottom line, last two lines, page 22 on the right side. Lazer nearly kavana acheres medivrei mari. Right, the kol midi the mitzvah shu hefker lakol. Misha yirtza litol hasashem golum olam. It's a mitzvah, teaching Torah. It's open to everybody. So you want to start teaching Torah? There's a day, start teaching Torah. You want to start being Masada Gittin? So start being Masada Gittin. It's open to everybody. Harashus biyodo kadomo. Mizeh lo shay chazaka. After that, Tzibur kibbul uzeh l'rav, haydu shekibtu lo schiris, kadeh sheyishaber atzmo v'chayv lasas hamuto l'olav, aval pekuf ha'zkaskos halimu v'chaydome, zeh lo nitzchaygu l'negdo l'iskos lo bohem. Val zeh kozum mari, tahad de begli l'havi chazaka, haydu shederach ha'tzibur l'mochvan. Kavana mishum di tipol hanol hektish, iskibu shum l'yom rishus l'chol echel l'achtof ha'mitzvah, al-kori ma'akol, avi milsa de tziburah. In other words, he says Chazaka is Tavikinosa Lo Bimatano Sheyuzocha Be'elu came in the Tzarech Lohem Haskana Satzibur Lassas in Yoni Be'elu Bishu Satzibur. He actually saw the Divir Marik the Be'kesses to whom Milsa the Tzibura Begvo Mocha Masifasam Bezehu Chazaka V'domo L'Galila. So he says that if it's a communal thing, it's something that's communal. So the community decides to go to this person's house. So he has this chus to get to have a minyan in his house. So then you have a chazaka. Came the day of Lakol, that song she Marutza Lakol, that Sibur Mechab, the Mavi Milsa, the Sibur Veshlo Chazaka. But the case of what? The case of somebody giving a shiur, that's not a tzibur dikka thing. So that's what he wants to say. And maybe, this is what Ricky Vegas is saying. The glila is a tzibur dikka thing. The derech tzibur is to sell the glila. But so something you need has come as a tzibur. So if a person has a chazaka, so but if a person decides to give a shiur, so that's not a tzibur dikka thing. It's a private thing. I want to give a shiur, and I'm inviting anyone who wants to come to the shiur. So he says maybe that's the answer. That by only by tzibur dikka things there's a chazaka. And the same thing by chazaka by tefillah. Who's going to be the chazan? It's a tzibur digger thing. So even though I'm not getting paid, but lemaisa, I'm the one who was the Baal Shachris for the past many years in the shul. So you can't get someone else. The Misha Hooks of the Rabbi, I feel Hooks of the Rabbi, I feel Hooks of the Rabbi, say again? Sell what? So according to Rabbi Akiva, at least what he's saying now, is that he has a chazaka, it doesn't matter. Right.
If you
never
really had,
you'd always be
acquiring
things
here,
things
like
when it's
not
here,
it's acquisition.
Right.
So would that be a
Hazakah
or that?
Yeah, that's what we told before. That would be also. Oh, 1 second. Then we talked about the Sefer Torah thing last time. We started the shiur off by, there were two communities, a Yakish community and a Polish community. And then they decided to consolidate and make one shul. And so the Polishes had chazakas in their previous shul. Like I always davened for the Ahmed Musaf and whatever, Musaf Yom Kippur, and he davened. And the Yekis didn't have chazakas. So now they're coming together with, made a tonight that they're going to let everyone daven, but the Polishes are still arguing, no, I want my chazaka back. I want my chazaka back.
That's not different.
Okay. So who wins in this? In the new shul, who wins? That was the shaila. So first Rabbi Kivegi was saying that maybe the concept of a chazaka is only what? When you buy it. Then he backtracks from that. And he says, no. That it's maybe it's only a tzibur dicker thing. So then, but then he says, "Very able rachli slam in binyan kivasei, aval binyan yidan base mosfeikin de lo have a chazaka." Kevin the gabe Ashkenaz makpidim lekach gam ansheihem lugam biditu lo huchzok. Enim chiyuv makol lekabel osu lo bal tefila. Kevin the tzav shiem merutzo laam yevshar liskoso al misha iskimu shneim keiner lani azdaiti. So he's saying like this, that in our case, there's no chazaka. Came with Gabi Ashkenaz, Makpidim, Lekach, Gam, and Shehem.
Meaning, according to the Ashkenaz, they don't hold a chazaka.
Ulegabi Ditu, Lohuchzak. What's his lashon? Let's read it again.
Even the Gabi Ashkenaz.
Makpidim lekach gam ansheihem. What does that mean? Kevin the Gabi Ashkenaz makpidim lekach gam ansheihem. How would you read that last line on page 22? That paragraph. Devarenu eilu rak l'slamein. They care who's the two davens. In other words, there was no chazaka lagabi the Ashkenaz. It was now it's a new kehila.
If they didn't care, then just keep
the right, but they do care.
Right.
Right. Right, so he's not chukzok by them. So the, right.
So the
Polish minion has no. The The Yekis win, yeah.
Yeah, at least they level the playing field.
They level the playing field, right. Right, if Dumbrev and Breuer is joined together.
Yeah.
Then that would... But if it's the same... If it's the same Moshav, he's just making a new building. That's not what Rabbi Akiva is talking about. Right? Just building a new building and we're moving it from one... So that's not the same as what Rabbi Akiva is talking about, right? What Rabbi Akiva is talking about is when the Imam is making, they're merging two shuls together, so then all the chazakas from the previous shul. Now it's interesting, he's saying that by... It's interesting what he's saying, because he's saying for Baal Tefillah, because Baal Tefillah you have to be Merutzah La'am. But say, not for the Baal Tefillah, is there a din the person who does Galila has to be Merutzah?
No.
So then maybe in a Chanami, some of the Chazakas could still exist, even though you could say, oh, it's a new shul. But no, it's a merger of two shuls. It's not like all Chazakas off. I don't know, like Machter Yod. So Machter Yod is not a Baal Tefillah. So maybe this guy always got Machter Yod. And the other shul, they never had a Chazakah for Machter Yod. Then maybe in a Chanami, the guy from the first shul. So he's not saying that part of Chazosh is wrong. He's not saying it. He's for the Baal Tefillah. That's a good word. Maybe it's going to be the Baal Tefillah. Because Baal Tefillah, you have to be Merutzah. So whoever's the Chazin, the Baal Tefillah is not.
So what if you have in the Ashana shul, a guy has a Chazak of Pinon and in the Polish shul, what do you do? You can change off every year?
Yes, and then you can change off.
If they're both in a group, I mean...
Right, yeah. In other words, then you would give him Mafti Yoda 1 year,
the other year.
But if one of the shuls didn't have any Chazak, the other shul had a Chazak for Baal Tefillah, for Baal Tefillah, all Chazak is wrong, he's saying.
Right.
If there's a merge. But if there's no merger, then there isn't a chazaka.
What about
it? You mean, when this chazaka started, there's no one even left in the shul.
Right.
This guy's 95 years old. When he first started the chazaka, you know...
I think that it doesn't matter.
It's a din in the institution. For Baal Tefillah.
Yeah,
for Baal Tefillah. For Baal Tefillah, okay. Yeah, for Baal Tefillah, right?
Let's say they stop liking him. Some people stop liking him.
No, so we said it depends why they stop liking him.
Yeah, all right. If they did something wrong.
If there's something wrong, or his voice is not good, but if they still have, has a, or we said they can leave. Make shutfa, you know, one week you. But this is a fascinating idea. You see, you would have thought one could say that the merger is like a whole new thing, but it's not. It's not a whole new thing. Only Lagabi Baal Tefillah. So that's a good word to that Rabbi Akiva.
When they sent out the letters, Breuer sent out the letters to all the Baal Tefillah, or Yom Narua, and our Yom Kabbalah, and this, keeping our wrongly held decision of our rabbinate, there's no claim to Chazak of any name.
That's what you're saying.
They stuck on the letter.
They said that. I mean, who's getting the kibbutz?
Right. He said, you know, you were covered with Shachar's birthday of Rosh Hashanah, but you have no right. You have no claim to Chazak.
You said that not so clear, though.
Yeah, but you could. Yeah. So that's what Moshe Shapiro pointed out. He wasn't. Rabbi Kellen said he was a Mulatto, but he doesn't say that he was a Mulatto. He's making a new thing. He's saying we don't have
Kazakhs.
So I'm starting a new shul. Can I say? So when Rabbi Shlomo said, I'm making my shul. I'm starting now. No Kazakhs. The question is, maybe that's only. Your But he reacted to Shul Beit Torah, which he knows his office. But the question is, could the rabbinic life of this guy, maybe you don't even have a right to do that, to like master on the Torah. But if the Torah, if the Shul already existed, then one day you get up and say, from now on, no halakha. That even the luck of Shlomo was.
Okay. California,
California
from West Hempstead?
Yes.
Oh, that's a very sure.
No. We were just, since I'm learning the sugya when Max got married.
Right. Well, he was there.
I sat next to him. And we were schmoozing about the minyan. So he told me to look in the Hakdama to the Lechem Shloimeh. So I looked high and low. I couldn't find it. And he didn't even know that I was looking so high and low. And then right before Rosh Hashanah, I get a phone call from him that he found it in the end of one of the volumes. And he called me to tell me that we were actually looking. I packed up, found it in the library.
He's the one where are you, right?
No.
Huh? Where did you find it? Where was it?
The hell of the mirror.
Yeah.
Where was it?
In what paper? In the Lachem Shlomo. I still didn't show it to you. It's going to be in a packet eventually.
Right.
You don't say. I'm keeping it in the meantime in this Ganar. Ganar is the Dodo and Dodo happens to be. We have the great grandson right here of this Ganar sitting right here.
Wow.
And he gave me a copy of the Matana. Sitting on my table in the library, on my table. So I haven't put that piece from Kelliver. Kelliver is married to a wolf, who's the granddaughter of the Tanar. So Tanar is from the real poison. He's a real monarch, he's a real bubble.
Okay,
Ezra Shem, we have your instruments are still in my office there.
We're going to make a date.
Yeah. Okay. So this was interesting tshuva. This Rebbe Kivega is tshuva. But the Parnishes are the Yekis. And he sides with the Yekis over the Polishes. So you see? So Rabbi Hesia could be happy also.
That's not the new chance this year.